Selam Süleyman Kırsalım.
Firstly, I have to say I was planning to give a different shiur on some different inyan, but then I didn't manage to get down to prepare it. So instead, I'm giving a shiur on this shayla, which you all saw. What bracha do you make on meatballs? And I say it's b'schus. There's a yidir called Arya Schomburg. Arya Schomburg, he's got a koyler. I don't know how he does it. He's got a whole koyler all day, and he's still got so many other programs. He makes a Sunday program, Sunday morning program for every week. There's another inyan. It's one week tackle was Indian of culture yeshboy, which we'll be discussing now this evening, and it's all b'schus him. And anybody wants, they can also join as well. He keeps on promoting anybody. If they want, they can come and join. It's a geshmak echabura, and shkoyach to have such kech to. A kapon al shayla is, what bracha do you make on meatballs? Yeah, so meatballs. What bracha do you make on meatballs? So normally. Most of us, I think, if I'm not mistaken, make shaka. But the shayla is why we have to understand why is meatballs taka shaka? And before I start, I'll say like this, because meatballs is made up of meat or chicken or whatever it is, but there's also other ingredients that add in it as well, and some of it is matzah meal, yeah, and matzah meal is mezoinus, so it's a mixture of mezoinus and shaka. It's meatballs and mezoinus shaka. So before, there's another way of making meatballs, and a lot of people as well, they add rice in it, and it puffs up, it becomes bigger. There's no shayla whatsoever. There it's posher, the meatballs are shahakal. Because the rice is shahakal, and the rice is mezoinus, but as we'll see soon, that you go bust the roi, you go bust what the main thing is the chicken or the meat, so it's posher, the shahakal. There's no shayla whatsoever. But the shayla is only when we add matzah meal into this meatballs. So, The Shulchan Aruch paskens, the halacha is as like that when it comes to anything, any macholim, a mixture of macholim, normally there's an ikar and a tafel in the mixture. Normally there's the main machol, and then there's also a tafel as well add on to it. So the halacha is you go basa the ikar, you go whatever the main machol is, whatever is the main machol, then you go basa the ikar. Mechama paskens in Reish Beis Yud Aleph. Sorry, Reish Dali did Aleph and Mechaber Paskens. So you go bossa whatever the ikh is. Reish Dali did the base. Kolchu ikha. Vimu tfeila, mabarchan ikha poita satfeila. You do not make a bracha on the tafel. You do not make a bracha. This is talking about, it's the obvious, the normal case talking about when it's a proper mixture, it's not just pieces all mixed together in a bowl, it's a proper mixture. The halach is, you make a bracha only on the ikka, and you do not make a bracha on the tafel. But, the mechaber paskin that is, it's a gemara. The mechaber paskin, we paskin that it's choluk when it comes to mezoinistic things. It's called, whenever something is from the chameshus mina dogon, chit asoyar, and the other three as well, if there's a mixture of that inside it, then the rule changes. Then you don't go bust the ikka v'tafel. And even if the minute amount of food there is the mezoinus, we go bust that. Why? So we'll see soon. The pasha says, because chamesh is mina dogon. We all know chamesh mina dogon is much more of a choshev azach. It's not just, it's you make bread out of it. So you always go bust that. You always go bust that meichel. So now, If you can't see it, even if you can't see it, if it's a mixture and it's a proper, it's just one big, and that continues to have a food, but the food is made up of a shaka and a mezoinus, then it's mezoinus. So meatballs should be mezoinus. But so I'll tell you straight away, mechabes is azoy aval im lo nosan adogam betavshel ele ledabkoi ulak poisoi bottle betavshel. This is only when you put it in order to be able to have. To be able to come out with something, which the Bura brings over here, and it comes in the Rishonim, it's lahatim atafshil or lisoid alev. It gives a tam in the tafshil. This mezoinus is good because it makes the tafshil better, geshmaka, and as well it fills you up because the mezoinus is much more filling. Then we say that this rule which we just said now, that you go boss the mezoinus, even if it's labdavka deika, but if it's there just ledabkoi, just in order to stick the things together, then the rule doesn't apply, and then it goes back to original halacha, and you go back to the main thing is shaka. So if they're the meatballs,
it's not the same as the rice. The rice is also
binder. The rice is also binder, for sure. The rice is a bit different, because the rice, people, why do you add rice rather than it's in order to be able to make it bigger, to puff out the rice.
So there's
the
rice. Yeah.
So
it should be back to mezonos.
No, because that's what I'm saying. You always go back to the ikka. Whenever it's not chamishes mina dogon, rice isn't one of them. So you go back to whatever the ikka is. And the ikka is the meatballs or gefilte fish. It's the fish. Yeah. So then you make shaka. But when it's the mezonos, then it depends. If it's dead, it's a binder, then we also go back to the original rule, and there's no halacha of kol sheyeshbo, and therefore it's shakel. But if it's not there as a binder, it's there either for tam or in order to fill you out more, then we say this rule of kol sheyeshbo, and it'll be mezonos.
If it's both reasons.
If it's the dabik and to fill you up, I think you go back to filling up. It doesn't matter if it's the dabik as well. It doesn't matter, because it's also to fill you up. It's got its cheshivas. So let's now get down with these meatballs. So Shaili is, why is there matzah meal? So it's very possible that the matzah meal, it's not clear why exactly there's matzah meal there. So somebody told me that she makes matzah meal, she makes meatballs, and what's medabuk? It's not a matzah meal, it's the eggs. It's the eggs, the dibuk doesn't come from there. Fruits, you don't put any matzah meal, it'll still stay a hard ball, it'll still keep together in the pot. It was not going to be... So it's not a matzah meal that's being medabek. So then what is it there for? Why is there matzah meal there? So they say that it's there for texture, because it makes it puffier, it makes it harder. If somebody just has meat, it could be it's a it makes it geschmacker because it adds more to it. It makes it
not more filling.
I don't think so because. That's good for the shayla. Why is it there? L'chayra, it's there not to fill. L'chayra is there because you want meatballs, you want the meat. And you're enhancing this by adding all different sorts of things. The eggs is to medabek. And this, l'chayra, is to either make it softer, because if it might be too hard to eat, it might be too... It's for all different other reasons. And if it's tam, it could even be it's not there for tam. It could even be it doesn't give tam. It's in order just to, make it... It's not clear. So therefore, the shayla is... So what bracha is it? Yeah, they say it will.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you know for a fact?
Yeah.
They say it will.
It's a liquid. It's metabolic. The egg is a liquid, so it's actually metabolic. Flour is not metabolic.
It's gluey.
What, the flour with the egg mixed together? Flour is a gluey. Is a very gluey thing. Yeah.
So that's why you have to together become metabolic with the egg.
They have to try out if it's tough. This. Is it there? But even if you're right, even if you're there, even if you're right.
After a while, maybe it's the case of the flour in it, and if you wouldn't have the flour, you wouldn't enjoy it as much.
Wouldn't enjoy it so much?
It could be that it becomes a...
For the tam?
Yeah.
Yeah. It sounds like there's a new tam where we add this in here. It's in order to make it into a texture, in order to make it into... It's for texture. We'll see soon. It could be if it's for tam, if it's for thing. If it's for tam, or if it's dasbia, it's posh mazonis. I saw one of the poskim say, if it's dasbia, it's posh mazonis. You have to see for yourself, why are you eating this? Why are you adding more? Why are you adding potatoes or rice or vegetables to this meatballs on your plate? Could be that it's not enough, because the mazonis has been masbia. Meat is a very masbia thing as well. So you have to know for yourself. But if you know for a fact it's masbia,
just meat,
it won't fill you up. Yeah, you can't. You have to have carbon and protein together. But no one eats just meatballs. You just have five, six meatballs for supper.
Yeah,
so we'll see. So there's forest flying around. So there's a new tam here. It sounds like a persistent in order to make it. The Abin Eliezer says it's in order to make it lois. He calls it. It's to make it a certain texture, to make it a softer texture or more of a harder texture, whatever it is for the texture. What's the halacha when you put mezonos in for texture? When you put it in order to make it, probably gefilte fish, it's not much like that. The fish itself is very different. It becomes hard. It's very possible it's together with the mezonos that makes it all. So what's the halacha with if it's a new, this new type of tam, why you mix it in the mixture? So if you allow me, I'll go a few minutes into the Gemara. The Gemara says what's the halacha if you have a meichel called, it's a meichel which is... It's a daisa. It's a porridge, but they also mix into it a lot of dvash. So it's a porridge with honey, because you want to make it sweet, right? You don't can't eat just without that. So what's the bracha? In brachas daf lamed vav amud beis. Rav Kahana says mezoinus, because Rav Kahana holds the main thing is the porridge, not the dvash. Alright? And on that, the Gemara says, Rav Yosef says, that it's mestabra, Rav Kahana, that it's mezoinus. Why? Because the Rav Shmuel hold, kol sheyesh b'mechamesh zaminin, mevachin ar b'min mezoinus. Rav Shmuel hold, that whenever there's chamesh zaminin in a mixture, it's mezoinus. So maybe we pass it out for Rav Kahana. Rav Yudah holds this shahakul, and Rav Kahana holds this mezoinus. So we pass it out for mezoinus. Because there's kol sheyesh b'mechamesh, there's a rule kol sheyesh b'mechamesh. So maybe this is doch, there's chamesh zaminin dogger in here. So what is dvash? Even if there's a lot of dvash, even if the dovsha is thicker, even if there's loads of dvash, but the shayla is that is the shayla is does Rav Kahana agree to Rav Shmuel? Because in other words, you touched just now this. Rav Kahana says mezoinus. Why is it mezoinus? He says because the main thing is the smida, is the porridge. That's why it's mezoinus. When Rav Shmuel both says mezoinus, they don't say because the main thing is the mezoinus. They say because there's a rule called Yesh Boy. So even if it's not the main thing, as long as it's there, or you could say Rav Kahana, once Rav Yosef brought the Rav Shmuel, so Rav Kahana would agree to Rav Shmuel's his rule that's called Yesh Boy. But and I would say is there the Gemara daf lamed tes that sounds very much that Rav Kahana does not go with Rav Shmuel. Yeah, you're following because of that is the Gemara says this. What's the halacha? With a tafshida the silka, it's called. You've got some vegetable, and there's also kemach mixed in the vegetable. That's the way they do it. They have to do with green beans as well. There's recipes with flour and stuff in it, right? So what's halacha? Is it mezoinus or is it adomo? So the Gemara of Kahana says it depends if there's lots of kemach or not. It depends if there's lots of kemach. He says if it's tafshida the silka the loy mafshu bo kimcha bo yipri adomo. If it's the lifter the mafshu bo kimcha, there's a lot of kemach, it's mezoinus. He says, depends if what's the main, is there a lot or not, okay? And like the Gemara says, V'hada Amar, you know what? No, it's not true, it's always going to be Hadoma. Even if there's a lot of Mezoinus, it'll still be Hadoma. Why? He says, because it's only the Dbuke Ba'alma. The reason why you put that Mezoinus is the Dbuke Ba'alma. So, okay, fine. So in other words, we mentioned this history, this thing of, if it's the Dabag, then we don't apply this rule of Kol Sheyesh Bo. And that's what we're kind of saying over here. If it's this whole halacha, which I said before, if there's a mixture of mezoinus, either if it's roi of mezoinus, or if it's kol sheyesh bo, like we asked, we're not sure. That's all only when it's there in order to be able to have it as a food. But if it's there in a double, then it's hadom. So now the achrei maske kasha this.
I mean, cake looks just,
mainly fruit,
and it's not just the dough. Cheesecake, a little thin layer of the flour, the bottom of the dough. Now, the Achrei Nemar said this, what's Rav Kahana saying? If it's Adomo, if it's Mezoinus, depends if it's Roiv, not Roiv. But Rav Shmuel hold that whenever there's a bit of Mezoinus, no matter how much, it's called Mezoinus. So why is Rav Kahana saying, no, only if it's a lot of Mezoinus, then it's good Mezoinus. The little's Adomo. And then he said, and he changes. But before he changed, why does he say it depends if there's a lot or a little? Doesn't Rav Shmuel hold there's always mezoinus? Yeah? So, you could say Rav Kahana is not argues with Rav Shmuel, but I couldn't say no, Rav Kahana does do with Rav Shmuel. And the Avin Eliezer explains that this. Avin Eliezer says that it depends. And this Avin Eliezer, we're going to use it to come back to meatballs. He says it depends. If it's there, lissoy, I mentioned before, I swallow two things together in order to be able to fill you up and also the time. And the Mishnah Berurah brings it both together. Says Avin Eliezer, if it's lissoy, if it's in order to be able to fill you up, then the halacha of kol sheyesh bo is even if it's a very little amount. Okay? Even if it's a very small amount, then that's the chiddush of Rav Shmuel, that's always mezoinus. But if it's not to fill you up, it's only the tam, so it's not as strong. The mezoinus there is not such a big baldova there, such a big, because only the tam, then we don't use the rule of kol sheyesh bo, and we go with the other rule of ikka b'tofel. And it depends if there's a lot or not. So in other words, when Rav Kahana said that it depends if there's a lot of mezoinus or not, because he's talking about such a mezoinus that gives time to it. That's why it depends on. Then he says it's not like it anyway because it's ledabek. But Rav and Shmuel, they're talking about a different case completely. There, when it's not the time, there it's lissoid. There it's not to be able to fill you up, it's dicer with, it's no kol sheyesh bo, the case of any normal case kol sheyesh bo. So now come back to the meatballs. If it's lissoid, if it's not to fill you up, then it's mezoinus, for sure it's mezoinus. But according to Avin Eliezer, if it's the time or anything else, if it's to make it harder, it's for the textures, whatever it is, then you have to have a mezoinus. Now, according to Abin Ezer, you have to have a mezonos to make a mezonos. So, and we don't have a mezonos and meatballs, obviously, hopefully not. So, it's shahakel. It has to be shahakel. Unless you can say for sure there's this soit, it's going to be shahakel. And whatever reason is, it doesn't matter. You don't need to go into all the nitty gritty. So, why exactly is it? It doesn't matter. As long as it's not lissoit, then that's why the meatballs will be shahakel. That is the way it will come out for the Abin Ezer. The Oysameach has another answer, and he says a bit of a lom de shateret. He says like this. When do we say that if the mezonos is there, even if it's a small amount, there's a rule of kol sheyesh boi? What's the reason why it's there? It's because it's a double chashuv. It's because it's so chashuv, then it's possible this is how Oysa Be'ach runs. Therefore, it's called the ikah. It's called the ikah. Although normally not, but because it's mezonos, even if it's a small amount, but it's still called ikah. It's the main basis, isn't it? Because mezonos. So he says, what happens if you have such a tafshil where there's a small amount of mezonos? True. But if you would put loads and loads of mezonos in this tafshil, and it'll be mostly mezonos, the whole tafshil will be spoiled. It's, you only need the mezonos in order to make it enhance the adomot, whatever you have there, the shakel. But if it's there, if there's too much of it, it'll spoil, then it can't be called the ikah. Because if it's really the ikah, if it's when it's taka the ikah, then it's not the ikah. So how can it be called the ikah when it's a small amount? How can you call it? So that is choshev. But it doesn't have this halacha of ikah, but tofel, and you call it the ikah if it's. So that's why that's how he explains the Gemara. Because if Kahana's talking about a case where you can't put too much mezonos in there, if you put too much, it'll spoil the whole thing, and it's the vegetables that you want to eat, and it's just nicer with the mezonos. That's why he's not mesiaches to kol sheyesh boi, because it's nothing. Because kol sheyesh boi can only work if were you to put a lot more mezonos, then it'll still be a choshev meiches. Now come back to meatballs. So according to Sameach, meatballs again, it's going to have to be shakel. Because since you can't put too much mezonos, you'll spoil the whole meatballs. That's the way we normally make meatballs. The other thing is, they don't do that, whatever it is, but that's how we normally make meatballs. So it will be a kundal samech again, it will also be shakel. But it sounds like, it doesn't sound like the as I was told, Grau, that somebody told me that he heard from Dan Krause that he has to pass it. The Yosemech himself says, v'chein nir la'alocha. He says that's the alocha. But Bashem Dan Krause, you have to pass it at Yosemir. It's going to have to be like this, because otherwise, why is meatballs mezonos, he says. So he's taking on, yes, this is going to be the reason why it's shahakel, because it can never be a ikah, because you can't have too much in it, like it's been. But I don't know if the Mishnah Berurah takes on azur, because the Mishnah Berurah puts it all together. Mishnah Berurah says, he says, as long as it's, that means it's machlok zapaskir, if you have loads, if you have to have, a lot when it's lahatim, and only a little is enough listed. But Mishnah Berurah puts it together. Shloi bo lahatim atafshim lisoid. You actually a tafshim medubuk. It sounds like that a little lisoid and lahatim, he's putting the two together. It sounds like Mishnah Berurah is taking on that. It's not enough kamina. It's machlok is tazan bach about this, but there's not enough kamina if it's lisoid lahatim. So that, therefore, the Abin Ezer won't fit anymore now here, because if you take on that even litoid will be a reason why it's called kol sheyesh boi, then this has a different type. We're going back to the original question. It does have it's got to be shayla. Maybe it's not litoid, but maybe it's for texture. Maybe it's for other reasons. So we're going back to old shayla. So ma'adino, is it going to be? But the main terrors, the main explanation. So same thing, challah, same thing. Yeah.
So there was like
a
big percentage of it was in.
I guess there are some places
in
the Tachapot.
Yeah, I'm saying you should take less mishnah.
So I mean, it could even be the Abin Ezer. It could be the Abin Ezer will apply. According to Abin Ezer, maybe you do make mezonos, because Haraya are people who do put a lot of bread in there, a lot of mezonos, for whatever reason. And nevertheless, it's still meatball. Get rid of the bread, or because they don't have enough meat, they need to spit out the whole family, or the yeshiva. And nevertheless, it's still meatballs, yeah? It's still meatballs. So then maybe Taka, then even according to Yosemech, it'll be mezonos. Because it won't spoil, Haraya, they do this, and vice doesn't spoil. But the main terrace where it seems either like I told you before from the Samia, but they bring you from the Chazanish. Chazanish says Marie de Kazakh. Chazanish says that a completely new story. At the end of the day, this is meatballs, full stop. This is meatballs. What are you eating meatballs? What am I saying for supper? Meatballs and rice and vegetables. It's meatballs. It's nothing else. There's only part of the things in it. It doesn't change the shell of the thing. It's only there. Push it for the meat. And it's okay, so you put other things for different sibbas. But it's not pshat, it's a meichel, that is a mixture of mezonos and shahakel. No, it's a meatball. It's a meichel and a meatball. Even if there is a, then you don't say kol sheyesh boi. That's how he brings. It's not clear exactly.
Flour, yeah. Flour is kosher.
Yeah, but it's only when. Well, it's only when. It's only correct. It's only when it's not called meatball. It's not called, doesn't have the shem, it's not called al shem the meat. It's got its own name. It's got some. But if it's called meatball, it still stays that Shem. And that's why it stays. And that's why there's no kosher yeshboy, because it's you'd add the chayla bought it because it's not got no chashivas. The whole bar is because it's got chashivas. But if it's still called meatballs, if no one really knows how it's made, you won't even have this. There's mazonis in there. So if I say there's no chashivas to the mazonis, then there's no kosher yeshboy.
Is this tolerated on the mavashel or the?